Hello, everyone. Kenji here, and we hope you're having a great day today. Maybe much stuff been coming up the last 3 days, huh? Yeah. So one person sent me some information. So basically the gist of it is that we're not necessarily going to have a roadmap to look at when we start moving into the unknown, really into the unknown, the future, the new Earth frequencies. You may not have too many signposts either, like turn right at the next corner, because we're being trusted to trust our own intuition and instincts and inner knowing. And that goes with the body as well. You know, how to transform, how to heal something that's going on in the body. Have to use your intuition rather than standard medical opinion or even standardized metaphysical opinions about, you know, diet, consciousness, whatever. You have to really trust your own knowing because it's your body. Nobody knows your body better than you do. All right? And your body will react immediately if it's not right for it. It will give you a sign pretty quickly. Okay? Now, there's another little side note. In order for your rebirth, that old part of you has to die off. This is more symbolically than actually, but you get the gist. That in order to be reborn, to have your rebirthing, that the old's got to die off. It's got to be let go of. It's got to be put aside. Okay, so let's take a deep breath and put your body in a very comfortable place. We're going to invite your pets to do the same thing. Pearl will probably get up on the couch as usual and do her thing, which is zoning out. On her back with hind legs facing the ceiling. And by the way, when dogs do that, they're in a very safe, relaxed, and receptive place. And then they might also, after a point, curl up. And that is, in some ways, the way that they integrate. So your pets, they know, given the space, they know. Okay, so we'd like you to invite your inner child to sit with you in a meditative state. That's a new one. Now, if more than one of your inner child shows up, same thing, invite all of them to sit in meditation with you for the next hour. And we're going to actually invite your guardian angel to sit in meditation with you too. And your ancestors, your family members, your soul group to all be sitting in a state of meditative alertness and receptivity. Okay, let's take a deep breath. We're also going to invite the Brotherhood and Sisterhood of Light. Commonly called the Brotherhood, but you know, you got to include the Sisterhood in this now, or it will be politically not correct. And we're going to invoke all of the angelic realms that have any level of service to humanity that are in some way directly or somewhat directly connected to humanity's evolution and ascension process. Okay, let's take a deep breath. So I'm giving some notes here to give to you. Okay, so not everybody that you know is going to be able to relate to your ascending, as it were, into other realms of consciousness. So you may lose some folks along the way, but they will be replaced. So not to hang on to any of your connections that are holding on to old, old energies and ways of thinking. It's not that you don't love them. It's just that you don't want them to, how shall we say, be hitchhikers or tailgaters or riding your coattail, as they say. You don't want nobody riding your coattail. Nobody. So today, we're going to actually invite the coattailers to come forth so that you can be aware that they are riding your coattail. No more after today. And the only reason why they do that is because they don't believe in themselves enough to be able to stand in their own power and strength and knowingness. Okay, and if you've got any kids that are adults that are riding your coattail, parents, all right, time to give that one up. Okay. And if you are riding anybody's coattail, you want to get off their coattail as well. So we're going to call that forth. So this is going to be a very big awareness activation and last class of this series. Big awareness training. Okay. So we're going to breathe in through the nose and exhale through the mouth. And we're going to begin to clear and energize our chakras just by doing that. So do that about 1,000 times. And as you can see, the comedy team is here. How about 14 times? So we can clear both the female and the male aspects of your chakras. Okay, you've got actually 144,000 chakras. So much more than the 7 or the 9 or the 12 or the 14. Okay, we're going to clear the brain of some brain fog that might be hanging around. So we're going to breathe in deeply through the body, up from the solar plexus, the diaphragm, the rib cage, the lungs, and up into the pineal pituitary thalamus. We're going to breathe in a very clear energy that will begin to dissipate brain fog. So as you do this, you're going to begin to come into center, your center point. And you're going to gather all of your scattered energies that are out in the cosmos or out in the other dimensions. And you're going to bring it back here to where you are listening to the energies and listening to the voice. Focus back in. Just let go of the day, let go of your to-do list. Let go of all the things that you didn't get accomplished today. Letting go of everybody, right? So we're disengaging from your pain body, your emotional body, tribal consciousness, the chaos of the world, and your mental, logical body. And then breathing into that free space that is called your soul. All right, instruct your inner child aspects to do the same thing. And you want to make sure that your guardian angel is doing the same thing that you are. So in today's final class, and by the way, this series is an intensive. We kind of forgot to put that in the copy, but it is intensive. And it's meant to be intense so that you can really get it. Okay, so today we're going to bridge whatever gaps you have between your spirit and your body. And we're going to strengthen our connection with our life path and purpose. And the keynote is integrity and sovereignty. So we're going to be working with those energies, integrity and sovereignty. We're also going to work with supporting energies of Christed consciousness, wisdom, compassion, and forgiveness. So we have primarily six energies working today, plus the power of grace and blessings. So let's breathe in through the body now, as if the body is made up of pure light, to where the matter of your body is malleable. In other words, it can be very changeable. Much like how sculptors work a piece of clay, they could change it into any form very quickly. So what we're going to do to start off is we're going to massage your belly and your colon. That includes also your intestines. So imagine that you, as soul presence, is in your own unique way massaging your colon, your stomach, your intestines very lightly, but it's intense and direct. And we're going to begin to massage out all the kinks and the knots in your digestive system, the pockets of stagnation, pockets of trauma, if you will. Now, this usually is a very overly sensitive area for most people, and they don't like to be touched there. But see, you are working your own body. So remember that you can do this from the quantum. You can work your body. So we're going to bring in the energies of compassion as you massage your belly, which is also going to, you're also going to massage your kidneys. Be very gentle there with the kidneys and the adrenal glands, and all of your lower back muscles. Now, your soul has hands of light, for sure. The hands of your soul can work matter. It can move through matter. No problem. Any places where historically you've had pain or injury, you're going to gently massage with light. Now you want to massage the belly button, because that holds some really deep memories and is symbolically the connection with your parents. So whatever stuff that they're carrying now, as you massage your own belly button, they're going to be affected. They're going to feel in their own energy body or their own physical body something happening. You are massaging into harmony your relationship with your parents. And your kids as well. Now, you want to bring through your hands Christed frequencies. Of joy, of balance, of harmony. You can massage your kidneys, again, with the energies of harmony and balance. Okay, we're going to move up into the chest. So the whole chest area, which includes your upper back and your middle back as well, you're going to begin to gently massage every area of your chest, which will also include your shoulder joints. You can lift the heaviness off the shoulders. You can put back into alignment any joints in your shoulder that are out of alignment, or your elbow, or your wrist. You are working with your innate intelligence and also your past life skills and abilities as a light weaver. If you've had surgery there in your chest, you can begin to massage out the trauma from the surgery and or the medications. Actually, that will be provided through your lymph system. So you can also begin to massage under your armpits and on the sides of your neck and down in your groin area. These are the lymph center points. So the lymph system can help to detoxify and carry out toxins from medications and inoculations, etc. Now, if you really get to massaging under the armpits, you can get to some very deep unconscious stuff. It's a very gentle stroking, if you will, of the light. And the sides of the ribs also. And you can massage in between the rib bones. The light knows what to do. It has an intelligence. All you need to do is be a channel for it, a conduit. So as you massage your body, you are reconnecting with your body. There are some that are totally unconscious of their bodies. So as we do this, you get to reconnect with all those places that are unconscious or have been neglected in your body. You can use whatever techniques that you know how to do, your soul. Now let's go up into the neck and gently massaging the sides and the back of the neck up to the base of the skull, which is going to affect changes in your atlas. That's C1. Well, all of your cervical C1, C2, all the way through C7 in relationship to T1, thoracic 1, in relationship to your sacrum and your lumbar, lumbar 5, and your tailbone and sacrum and coccyx. Now, if you go right up, almost under the ear, and you're staying on the sides of the neck, and you're gently massaging, you can begin to release TMJ tension. And some of you grind your teeth at night when you're sleeping. If you feel any resistance anywhere in the body, just simply tell your brain, relax, it's okay. It's all good. Yes, there might be deep emotions coming up, and that's totally normal. You want to go with the flow, no judgment. Yeah, massage that jaw. And gently massaging the edge of your eyes and up into the temple area, massaging under the eyes, massaging your nose, your chin, and your forehead. That carries a lot of tension. So your intention in massaging your forehead is to begin to massage out historical tension from that which you have seen through your eyes in the world that has caused you stress and anxiety and discomfort. Now, we're going to massage the scalp with the fingers of your light body. So you can actually begin to feel these sensations in your scalp of something massaging your scalp. Very slow stroking. This is going to help wake up the brain. And help stimulate blood flow in the brain. Massage the base of the skull. Gently lay the palms of your light body hands over your eyes, like you're cupping your eyes. Have the body take a deep breath. All right, we're going to call in the healing angels and any of the ascended masters that wish to assist. Now what you're going to do is you're going to roll your physical body over as if it was laying on a carpet or a blanket of light that's very soft. So now you can see your whole backside. So now you're going to do a massage for all of your backside, starting with the base of the skull and the sides of the neck, and then working the shoulders, working really deep into the shoulder joints. You can actually begin to move your body with your hands of light. And you can move your elbows and your wrists and all of your finger joints. You're stimulating the meridian flow. Now you can also begin to gently work down the spine on either side of the spine or both sides at the same time. And what you're doing here is you're releasing congestion. All parts of your spinal column feed all of your organs. So as you release the spine, your organs can be fed the proper energy. If you've had injury to your spine, you can work it like you know what to do, like you are the magnificent metaphysician, metaphysical surgeon, if you will, body worker, massage therapist. Make sure you massage again the sides of the ribs and under the armpits. And we're going to get the whole lumbar area, your hips. So you can massage in and around the SI joint, your glutes, working your sciatic nerve, massaging your IT bands that are on the sides of your thighs. So you're channeling these frequencies of love, compassion, forgiveness for your body. So work the hamstrings, the quadriceps, working the back of your knee joint, your calves, your Achilles, your shin, working the ankles, the bottoms of the feet, the sides of the feet, all of the toes. You are beginning to bring more life force energy to the body. Now, the angelic beings can help, as well as any of the masters that you have called forth. Going to evoke the four pillars of light for your physical space, And I'm going to invoke even deeper the Council of 14 for this particular massaging of your body process. I'm going to invoke the Christed energies that come through the Great Central Sun. You can massage your skin. So any place that's been injured, any place that's been traumatized, any place that's had surgery, you can work it. You can work it with your knowing that you know exactly how to do what you are doing. That you will be on point. You are a clear and perfect channel for the power of grace, working, massaging your body. All right, when you finish with that, you can have the body roll over onto its backside, so to speak, and check anything on the frontal side that you might have missed. Say your kneecaps, your knee joint, your groin area, your ears. And gently massage the back of your ears. Your hands, your wrists. So you can call forth your ideal body. Structurally speaking. And energetically speaking, vibrationally speaking, the best possible, most awesome template for your physical body. You can invoke that now and bring that energy through your light body hands to infuse every cell and organ in your physical body with this template. Rejuvenation, transcending the cells of death and aging, your body was originally designed to live indefinitely in a state of health. Indefinitely in a state of health. Now you can put a cocoon of light around your body of your favorite color. Okay, we're going to shift. Just let all that continue until complete. We're going to shift to the spiritual anatomy level, the chakra levels now, and all of your different light bodies. Names are not important, but we can imagine that you have 12 major energy bodies, and you're going to bring an alignment to all of them in relationship to your physical body. So we're going to bring forth the energies now of integrity and sovereignty. sovereignty expressing itself as the saying, you are your own master. Integrity can mean restoring back to one's original design before the veiling of consciousness. Going to align from the place of the I am, the oversoul, the greater soul, the higher self, the inner self, the God self. Going to align all of your energy bodies to be in perfect alignment with your physical body. From the Godhead all the way down to the earth plane here, first, second, third, fourth dimensional understandings. And everything in between. 144,000 levels, dimensional levels, or 144, or the major 12. Whatever interference may be in those energy bodies, you're going to clear it. Just like that. Using those Christed frequencies, from our great central sun. Using the power of love to bring back your original GPS system, your guidance system. Okay, have the body breathe consciously 14 times. That's 7 times 2. Male and female. Okay, we're going to ask for a clearing of your central channel in your right and left channels in your spine. As you can allow and receive. Okay, ground the body with the Earth Mother. I and the Earth are one. You are grounding and aligning with the pure essence of Gaia. Feeling the power of now moving through your spine. Feeling the power of now in your brain. All right, we're going to bring forth the energies of integrity for your brain, for your whole brain, for your one brain. Allow that energy to move through your endocrine system, pineal, pituitary, thalamus, hypothalamus, thyroid, parathyroid, thymus, adrenals, paradrenals, reproductive organs, your pancreas. Your spleen. I'm going to ask for a strengthening of your silver cord. All the power points of the body. Okay, from your own knowing now, with the hands of your light body, you're going to infuse through the chakra system the most appropriate frequencies, vibrations, and energy for each of the major chakra points. Have the body take a deep breath. Another deep breath. And another deep breath. Yeah, with the hands of your light body, you're going to remove from your mind and your brain at the same time all sense of hopelessness, despair, depression, sadness, grief. Whatever has brought you down in your life, whatever has brought the body down in this lifetime, take out hopelessness, despair, all thoughts of giving up. Release that energy back to source. Removing it from all parts of your mind and your brain. And then you're going to do the same thing in your heart center. That's also in your lungs and your chest. And the same thing in your solar plexus, your stomach, your third chakra. Going to remove all energies that are not yours out of your body once and for all. All thoughts, feelings, and emotions that have been projected upon you that you accepted on some level, that you allowed to be taken into your body, your mind. Now, these imprints in the mind, they can look like that, little tiny imprints that got stuck in the mind matter. And you're just going to remove it because you have the power to do that. The symbology would be like in the garden, where you're going to take a shovel and you know where these imprints are in the soil, and you're going to just shovel it out. No matter how deep you need to go, you're just going to shovel it out of the brain, out of the mind. You're going to use the power of grace, the power of blessings, the power of love. And go deep into the brain mind and unroot, take out all sense of victimhood. You can also take out of your nice little brain all the whys and all the how comes and all the buts and the ifs and the shoulds and the have tos. You can remove any energy that was put upon you, laid upon you. And this goes back all the way to childhood and even babyhood. Remember, your inner child is sitting with you in meditative state, as well as your guardian angel and your soul group. Now, envision in the mind of God all of your bodies completely aligned with your physical body and your I Am Presence. Your silver cord is nice and strong and clean. Your spine is strong. Yeah, we're going to bring in the power of strength. And you can imagine and feel that in any way you wish. Strength, power, divine power, in balance. What would that feel like? Okay, so we're going to finish up massaging the body. Again, you're going to see your body encased, enveloped in a cocoon of light, a very beautiful cocooning of light that can be as big as you choose it to be. All right. Now, envision a complete grounding system or anchoring system with the core essence of Gaia, her most essential heart energy and spirit energy as a living presence. Aligning completely with the logos of the earth, with the planetary logos of the earth, with the solar logos of the earth. Now, just simply receive the pure essence of the Great Central Sun for your I Am. Okay, we're going to come back into the physical realm, into this dimensional understanding of Earth and your incarnation here, allowing a very gentle integration of said activation today and from the three previous integrity and sovereignty. Now we're going to gently wiggle the toes of your physical body. Now this activation will continue to run in the background until complete as you allow it, according to your trust and ability to receive and integrate. Feeling the power of now. So are you coming forth with more aliveness, with more joy, more power and strength, wisdom, compassion, forgiveness for self? Breathing deeply, I am that I am. Now you want to give yourself probably 20 minutes at the conclusion of this activation to just rest, enjoy the light show, enjoy the downloads and the uploads. Enjoy the deleting of old files and programs. So symbolically, you can empty your recycle bin. So after the activation is complete for tonight, as you rest, know that you are receiving a refreshing, if you will, a refreshing of your consciousness. Choose to let the old self die away so the new you can be born through the light. Coming back with more awareness. Coming back very present, alert, focused. Giving yourself permission to merge with your beloved. To merge with the source of all life. To be one in complete harmony with all that is. With your true nature, with your original self. We send our blessings to you, your family, your ancestors, your pets, your kids, your parents, all your friends. Always remembering you are never alone. In your awakening and realization and illumination is but a whisper away. Breathing deeply as the light. And when you are ready, slowly open your eyes, allowing the eyes and the brain to adjust. And give yourself about 20 minutes. Just roll over on your side under a nice little blanket and a pillow under your head. And to take a spiritual nap. To where you can just enjoy the energies and the experience. So until next time, we send our blessings. Namaste.